Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Faith says, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know God will. So pleasing God by faith is an unexpected expectation. I have an expectation for it, but it could happen at any moment. Serve others with the right motive of the heart, and that honors God.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Pleasing God, Serving People. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
People pleasers, here's the definition or some form of, are motivated by a strong desire for approval and external validation and may be insecure in their relationships. Okay? This insecurity makes them try to conform to other people's opinions and expectations, and as a result of that, you're forever having to change the way you operate because their bar changes all the time. About the time we feel like we've got some method or some program or something going this direction, in 24 hours it changes and you got to change. Suddenly the bar has been moved from being able to please me in this to now I've got to examine whether or not I can even do this. Are you with me here tonight? Let me say it like this. Your children, how about your grandchildren? Now, your grandchildren please you all the time. People's insecurity make them try to conform to people's opinions and their expectation, even when they don't want to. This is a people pleaser and can make it hard for them to be able to say no. It makes it hard for them to say no when they are presented with something that they don't even want or even like. Now let me stop here and say, you have to go to work. Okay, four of you. The rest of you are retired. Write this down. People pleasers often take the blame for others even when other people hurt them. Let me give you a few more. People pleasers try to nourish other people without adequately nourishing themselves. Pleasing people comes from a place of a lowered self-regard and need for others' approval. Now, I want you to like me. This is a classic example is on Facebook. Let somebody not like you or defriend you, and suddenly there is, what is that that goes off on the inside of you? Some kind of chemical whatever. For now, 5,000 of your friends now know that so-and-so didn't like it. Here's another one. Watch this. Everybody sends you happy birthdays to you, and you like every one of them except the one. And now you just lost a friend. Come on, somebody. People pleasers tend to make themselves subservient to others out of a desire for approval. Watch this. It's not that they want to be there, and it's not that they're actually serving from the heart. They're just doing it to make sure that at the end of whatever that is, they meet your approval. And if they don't, it's crushing. And we're spending so much time in our world right now, especially in this, you know, it comes into our society, politically, whatever that it may be. Children to parents, for that matter. Do people need to hear affirming words and appreciation? Absolutely. But if you don't get it, are you still going to serve God? What if the candy stick doesn't fall out of heaven? What if you don't get your prayer answered when you think you should? How you think you should? Are you still going to serve the Lord? I'm going to address that in a moment. People find it difficult to take an independent position and stand up for themselves when they really need to, when they're trying to please somebody. Write this down. People pleasing comes from an insecure sense of self and desire to base the entire sense of self on others' opinions. I'm no good unless so-and-so likes me. I can't function unless so-and-so approves of me. This, ladies and gentlemen, can actually come from a traumatic family history or some experience or trauma or some toxic, abusive relationship somewhere. There's no doubt about it. A people pleaser is a person who behaves, or rather believes, that they are less than most others on the planet and have a need to hide their beliefs from whomever they're in contact with. They feel so low many times that they typically behave like a doormat frequently because they're waiting on someone to give them approval. A people pleaser will do almost anything to keep others in the dark about what's going on in their life. Watch this. You're identifying some things, I'm sure. Write this down. Dishonesty, deception, and lies are the primary tool of a people pleaser. If they think that you want to hear something, then they're willing to be dishonest in order to get your approval. I've come here tonight to tell you, you have not been called to be a people pleaser. That's the reason why I'm still in the ministry today after 30 years. Because if I live for the approval of everybody that I preach to, I would be in a padded room right now. Watch this right here. How many of you in this building right now, just in the building, not all of you at home, all of you in this building, how many of you are a little cold right now? Let me see your hand. How many of you are a little warm right now? Let me see your hand. How many of you feel like it's just right now? Look at that. See, in the new church I build, everybody gets a thermostat. You can adjust it whatever way you want to. Huh? That's what a people pleaser does. Run around, are you all right? Are you okay? Am I okay? Am I all right? Can I dig a little deeper here tonight? People pleasers, write it down, also have what I just described, the tendency to frustrate other people with insidious behavior. They ask their spouse 24 hours a day on text and in person, do you love me? Do you love me? What you doing? Are you all right? Am I all right? Are you okay? Ooh, Lord, I'm gonna need security to get out of here tonight. I can already see it. Yes, sirree. Done dug around a rotten root right here. Insidious behavior. A people pleaser's goal is always the same: to keep everyone from knowing just how bad they feel about themselves and striving at any cost, even to their own physical malady, to keep somebody propped up. I'm about to send some freedom your way here tonight. A person afflicted with the disease to please will typically tell more lies over the course of a lifetime than those with other mental illnesses. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me a few weeks to describe to this, to our staff here, because I've had people tell me, you know what, Pastor, I just can't please you. Well, first of all, you're not here to please me. And if you try as a staff or employee, I didn't please that guy. Are you kidding me? I didn't please him because he was always moving to goal. Yeah, I'm talking about him to his face. Some of y'all won't do that. He's always moving to goal because we're always doing something. That's the wonderful thing about working around here, is because there's always something different going on. I mean, right now I got 2 truckloads worth of mattresses. Time out. Is that what church is supposed to be? It is at the time. Now, next week, listen, when this whole thing started, They rolled up out here with Convoy of Hope with two truckloads full of yogurt. We were giving out yogurt. Come on, get the yogurt. I mean, if you want to get in that world, I think I've had 9 funerals in the past 2 weeks. And in the middle of that, there'll be somebody who needs a decision made and a PO signed. Come on, somebody. I mean, one day I saw myself physically or in this, I don't know, probably messed up. I'm seeing myself take a hat off here and move it. I just keep moving the hat. It's like the clown at the zoo. I mean, at the circus. You just keep them plates spinning, boy. And the only problem with that is that sooner or later, one of them's going to fall. So I've chosen to please the Lord and leave the consequences to God. Because I'm going to preach some things that's probably going to rub your cat hair backward. I don't know. I've started churches all over the place. It's amazing. Because not everybody's going to line up with it. And if I pastored this church waiting on everybody to pat me on the back, some of y'all don't even like the message I'm preaching right now. Come on now. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. And boy, it was like light bulb. Faith, write it down. Pleasing God is faith living by principle. Now, this is where I want to help doctor you now. I've sliced you open. Now we're going to start going into doctoring you here. Faith, pleasing God is faith living by principle. What does the Bible say in Hebrews 11 and 6? But without faith, it is impossible to do what? Come on, to please God. But he that believeth must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the summation of that is, if I don't operate in the principle of faith, then nothing I do will please the Lord. So living, pleasing God is faith living by principle. Not by emotion, not by the wind that blows, not by some new doctrine or trend that comes by, not by polling everybody. Have you heard a little bit about polls lately? Oh, this poll says this and this. I mean, that's the reason why I would never make a great politician. Because if you're worried about all of that, you'll never survive. Faith. Pleasing God is faith living by principle, the Holy Spirit said. But here's the other. Write this down. Pleasing people, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, is fearful living by phobia. Pleasing God by faith lives by principle. If you want to please the Lord, live by principle. But pleasing people is fearful living by phobia. What does that mean? It means, am I all right with you? Am I all right with you? Is it okay? Is everything all right? Are you all right? Are you okay? Okay, all right. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because I don't want you to be not. Are y'all all right? Y'all not frowning. You're frowning a little bit. Is it okay? Am I preaching all right? Am I? You're just shaking your head. I don't know. And I'm schizophrenic because I'm afraid of all of your faces out there, and I'm afraid many preachers will not preach the word of God because they're living by a phobia. Some of you won't live for God in front of your own family or your boss because you're afraid of what other people are going to think. The devil is a liar. Rise up and get faith and live by principle, and if the world changes, the principle stays the same because it's God you're pleasing.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.